Yeah, I've been messing around with DMR since, oh, I don't know, about COVID summertime, I think, is when I really started paying attention to it. Something to do, seeing how we couldn't do anything. I'll leave it at that. I won't get on my political soapbox. I had to put an elevator in on mine. Oh, anyway. But, yeah, I've been at it for a while. There is a learning curve to it, but once you understand a couple of key things, I guess, everything kind of falls into place. You know, all DMR repeaters have a DMR ID, you know, associated to the repeater or users or hotspots, of course. And big thing is get your talk groups into your your software first, and then, you know, as you start either programming via the software or do it like I do it. I've been programming radios with spreadsheets, you know, build everything in a spreadsheet, export it as a CVS file, and then bring it into the software. It just seems for me it's easier for me anyway, 'cause I've been doing that way for as long as I can remember. But, yeah, there's just a couple of key things, you know, to get used to, and, you know, starting off with a repeater kind of helps you out there and whatnot. But, so I won't say I'm an old hat at it, because I still have to think about things. Oh, my next project will be, I keep thinking I'd like to play around with All-Star, but being retired myself, and I got to squeeze my pennies every month. So you know how that goes. I'm back to you, David. NHZC.